Hello and welcome to our Lamplighter here on WJLY. We're so glad that you've been with us in the past and you're with us today. Today we're looking forward to talking with a guest that's been with us before. Actually, she's lived in our area and I think she needs to tell our story. Julie James, tell us who you are and how WJLY touched your life and how you now are touching many other lives as well.
Thank you, Dick. My name is Julie, of course, and I am a former inmate at Greenville Federal Prison Camp, and it was a life-transforming experience when I became an inmate there. I spent the majority of my time trying to make the best of it, transform my heart and my life to serve God personally as in a relationship with Him. I also got involved in ministries and trying to minister and reach out to others and have an outreach where we had a music ministry and I had a kind of an administrative ministry where I would help women with paperwork and resources and different things that they had going on that they didn't understand. I began a newsletter and I would minister to others on the camp and just tried to use my time as God purposed me to use it.
How long into your time that you entered the prison did you decide that you're going to rebuild your life before God Himself?
Well, it began before I got to Greenville. I was at a holding facility prior to getting to Greenville. And when I got to Greenville, I believe the foundation was laid because at that point I had already made the decision to begin serving Him with my whole heart and not just as a surface Christian, as we've talked about before.
Yes, you were a Christian. You were a Christian.
I was a Christian.
Yes. But not just, not in 100%.
No, I was on the stony ground or in the bushes with the thorns where the seeds fell. But I believe God then deliberately started putting people in my path so I could we could benefit one another in our testimonies and our walks. We could enhance one another.
Would I be right in saying that you knew enough about the Bible to grow, but you never really applied it?
I don't think I really took the time to get to know the Bible like I did when I was at Greenville.
So you broke the Bible open and dug in deep.
I did. And I dug in deep with the two ladies that we're about to introduce. I took it very seriously and applied it to my life.
I think every one of us, we should not have to wait to be shaken like you had. Your life was turned upside down when you had to go to Greenville Federal Prison. Every one of us should have one of those Greenville Federal Prison moments.
Well, you know, and sometimes you have to be shaken to your knees.
Yes.
And so God can build you back up.
But if we just live in a normal life, everything's going fine, just the same week, same month, why change? No, that's not how
we
do it. You dig into the Lord who's changed your life.
Correct.
Now, you do have two friends with you, and I want you to introduce them because they were part of your life a lot when you were there. Tell us who you have with you on the phone.
I have my friend, I'm emotional saying this because I love these ladies like sisters. I have Christian Roberts with me and Holly Dunn, and we all served time together very closely at Greenville.
How long were you all together? Was this months? Was it years?
Almost 2 years.
Yeah, almost 2 years together.
Okay, and in that period of time, you got to know each other very much. Tell us about your life, Kristen, and how Julie changed it by being there for you.
Well, Julie was one of the first people that I met when I self-surrendered. I had been there probably 48 hours, and Julie, you know, befriended me.
Right away.
And right away.
Wow.
And then we got to talking about the ministry and, you know, she knew I was having a tough time being away from, you know, my family, you know, children. And right there, I had already turned my life over before I was incarcerated. But it took me going through that to reaffirm my faith with God. You know, I had grown up, my mom took me to church all the time when I was a kid. And, you know, I would have one foot in and one foot out. But I'm one of these people that I had to be completely shaken and broke to be able to turn my life completely around.
And you're saying your mom, was she praying for you through this time?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that. How many years do you think she was praying for you?
Well, she's still praying for me. She prayed for me from, you know, the day of my indictment. And, you know, my story with my mom and Julie and Holly, I had several motions that Julie assisted me with filing. I had a very complex case. And the court I never could understand why the court just kept denying my stuff. Why me? Why was I going through this? You know, God, you said you would take care of me. Why are you putting me through all this?
Uh-huh.
And I still was keeping in contact with my preacher back home. And the ironic thing about it was when COVID hit, Brother Jim, who has passed away, he told me, he said, Kristen, something good is going to come out of this virus. He said, I feel it in my bones. Well, I was one of the thousands of inmates that was released on home incarceration due to COVID.
Oh, really?
Had the court passed on my paperwork that Julie helped me with, had they told me yes on any of that, I wouldn't have been able to come home to my family. Uh-huh. But God knew what he was doing all along. Not telling me no, because he knew he had something better in the works.
Yes. And so you were able to go back home, your family. You're talking about your parents, or do you have children, or tell me about your family?
No, I have a husband and three children.
Okay. And you were able to return to them?
Yes.
What a change. When you got out of prison, I want to put you on the spot. A lot of people in prison, they all of a sudden become converted and they are ready to change, and then they get out and go back. But I'm going to guess you didn't. Tell what happened when you got home.
I've been out almost a year, and listen, I still serve him every day. I listen to, you know, when I go to work, I have my AirPods in and my Caleb going and my loving face t-shirts on every single day, because the ministry is in somebody, you know, through a t-shirt that I'm wearing that has a Bible verse on it.
Yes.
Or a song that I'm listening to, then, you know, I just try to be a vessel.
So this is not a fake thing at all. You went home and no one was watching. You still showed dedication to our Lord Jesus.
Yes.
How have you found yourself been able to reach out to others around your world? What state do you live in?
Kentucky.
Kentucky, yeah. It sounds like down south somewhere. We can barely hear your foreign language.
I know. Can you tell?
Yes, we sure can. But now, how have you tried to reach out to others around you? How have you touched their lives?
Well, if I see someone going through something at work, you know, I tell them, you know, I'm going to pray for you.
Excellent.
Or I'll tell them, hey, just give it to God. You know, when somebody's going through something, you know, I don't try to harp it because some people I've come in contact, they don't want to deal with it. But I can make little suggestions, like I'll pray for you, or you just need to give it to God, or, you know, offer some statement of encouragement that they will bite on it.
Kristen, when you say you want to pray for them, what kind of reactions do you get? That's a wonderful approach.
They always say thank you.
Okay, so they're polite about it. They say thank you. Do they come back and actually show some level of spiritual interest, or is it just kind of, oh, thank you, and move on?
Well, right now, I haven't had anybody come back and ask.
Okay.
But, you know, I've done my part.
I have a Christian friend who uses that as well. When they're talking to someone, they'll say, I'll pray for you, and then watch the reaction, and watch for three lights, red, yellow, or green light. If they come back, oh, thank you so much, I really appreciate that, I would love prayer, that's a green light to move into their life. If it's more like what you're getting, well, thank you, and just kind of a courteous just response back, that's a yellow light. Approach cautiously, but sometimes they just don't want anything to do with you, and they'll go, whatever. And those people generally, unless the Lord's really, really pushing, you try to pull back away from their spiritual interest, doesn't seem to be very high. But
right.
Kristen, I'm just thrilled by how your life has been touched by Julie's and her ministry that she decided to carry on and make a difference. And we're going to continue to pray for you and where you're at, that you will continue to show Christ's love to where you're at.
Yes.
Holly, I wanted to talk to you too. Holly, you're from, what state are you from?
I'm from Iowa.
And you have a similar life, but something finally broke through. Tell us about your life and how you got to know Julie and how that brought you closer to Christ.
Well, I met Julie in Greenville, Illinois also, and It was because of the ministry work. We would always go to Julie's music hour, and we pray together, and we have prayer group every Tuesday night. Anytime that something was going on in the campus that somebody needed prayer for, our family, or just anything, we would go right over to the chapel and all pray together.
Holly, I apologize. I need to cut in. Our day is coming to an end. I want us to pick up another program. We're going to tape right away again and continue your story, because I know that you've got a wonderful story to tell. We've been talking with Julie James and two friends, Kristen Roberts and Holly Dunn, who knew each other at the Greenville Federal Prison. And Julie was determined to show Christ's love, and others picked up on it. And now she has a ministry. Julie, how can they reach out to you and find out about your ministry real quick?
They can go to hashtag DeliberatelyGraced on Facebook. And shortly here in the near future, they can go to www.deliberatelygraced.com.
All right. Hashtag DeliberatelyGraced Facebook, and then shortly DeliberatelyGraced.com. Thank you to all three of you.
Yes.
We're going to pick up next time. Stay with us as we continue on The Lamplighter next time.